I'm here at 1212 Oak, West Oak, in Fullerton, 92833. This is August 30th, 2010, and I just want to make some verbal notes. Today is the last day where our troop has decided to do our deep cleaning on this day. So everything in the property is supposed to be free from anything that people want. Upon entry of the property, it's dusty, and there's debris everywhere. The dogs really took a beating to this place as far as fur and that. We had two dogs, and when I say we, I mean Crystal had two dogs. Well, they're just having pets takes its toll. I want to make that note. There's what am I going to call it? The vacuum cleaners are in here. I've used one of them to clean up my room. My room is free from debris, and it's clean, secure, and I'm moving on from that. I'm going to go and hit up the bathroom. I'm not even worried about the other side of the bathroom because Pete and Justice should be able to tackle that. Me and Dave are going to tackle this side, which is the right side as per facing the door of the entryway. But once I'm going to throw some bleach on there, that should be fine. Dave's TV is still here, and in the center of the house is the house furniture. It came with the house. It's just the outside iron furniture, the table and one chair is in the center. That's kind of our focal point. Justice has taken everything out of the property, it seems like, except for some things in the garage, some cleaning, a box full of cleaning and household items, and then she's left it looks like some kind of a nightstand or a TV stand. We don't know whose that is. Maybe she left it because it's Pete's. Maybe it's Dave's. I gotta figure that out. The kitchen is everybody's problem, and it is tore up. There's dust and mites and all kinds of things on the floor. There's a whole corner that's piled full of junk. That probably just needs to go into a trash bag. Dave moved his refrigerator, and so everything underneath that is just yuck. And then the countertops are just, there's Coca-Cola and croutons and just a bunch of stuff. I'm going to try and tackle the countertops today. I don't know why Pete locks his door, because all of us have a key to the door. But he's got some things inside of his bomb shelter over there. I've knocked on the door when he's home, and he doesn't answer, to me at least. So you have to text or Facebook or call him. But none of those garnish replies from me either. So that's like his bomb shelter is what I'm calling it. And he's got some things he's got to pick out of there. Pete's bar is still right here in front of Dave's sliding glass door, and against numerous requests, he hasn't moved it anywhere that is acceptable. It's just sitting here, and has been for a while. So we want to mobilize that one direction or another. He said that he's going to chop it up into firewood, but that poses a problem because our trash is full. Our trash over here on the side yard is pretty much all filled up. Trash man doesn't come until Friday. So we're looking at possibly putting a bunch of things in trash bags and maybe trying to figure out a way to dump those into a dumpster or something like that. In the garage, there is the pool table purchased by Matt Schmidt. But it has not gone anywhere, even though there was a day that he was supposed to come and get it, that he said he was going to come and get it, and just nobody knows when it's going to go. We thought they were going to take it yesterday because they had a truck to take, you know, a big moving truck, but that didn't happen either. So the pool table is in the garage. That's the biggest item. There's also a bunch of Pete's cemetery gear, a fogger, various things on the pool table. People have used the pool table as like a workbench, I guess. Maybe that's why it's not going anywhere. There's an industrial structure.